Hi, dictation for Mr. Brandon Candler, B-R-A-N-D-O-N-C-A-N-D-L-E-R. Date of birth is 6-2-1988. Date of accident 2-1-2022. Date of service is January 12, 2023. The patient has been complaining of various symptoms related to an automobile accident that occurred on 2-1-2022 at a front seat passenger when they hit a car on the right lane, and the car had no light or bumper, and the impact caused their own car to be total completely, and it caused him headache, neck whiplash with loss of equilibrium, confusion, lack of focus, as well as pain in the neck, both shoulders, mid-back, lower back, with radiation to both buttocks, and some bruises in the left leg, and pain in the chest and the right lower abdomen. The patient has undergone physical therapy and conservative treatment. MRIs have been done. It is discovered that the patient has a presence of herniated disc and uncomfortable joint hypertrophy, C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6, and 7. And the ligament flavum thickening in L2-3, L3-4, and a herniated disc at L4-5, L5-S1. And in the right shoulder, patient has no evidence of any rotator cuff tear or any other findings. The patient continues to have pain in the neck around 8 to 9 and lower back is 8 without any radiation to the arm or the legs. The finger and toes are not involved. There is no weakness of the arm or legs either side. Overall, the pains are from 6 to 9 with ADLs being affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 as follows. The sleep is affected 8. The walking ability, mood and general activity is 7. The relationship with other people's and enjoyment of life are affected 6. 80% relief has been obtained with the current treatment according to the patient, and he feels improved. He is able to walk well and he is trying to go back to work. In the neurology and system review, neurology and psych, patient has ongoing headaches which are improving and less often, less strong, with associated with difficulty sleeping, fatigue, weakness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and depression. However, patient does not have a symptom of TBI like dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, hearing disturbance, or ringing in the ear, fainting, blackout, seizures, or confusion, disorientation. Patient denies any loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has an ongoing history of pain in both shoulders and neck and lower back, and the pain in the right hip. Pain in the left hip and left ankle and foot, and slight difficulty walking. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing are reported. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, skin, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest. In respiratory, there is an asthma and trouble breathing. However, there is no chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report that his overall pains have improved 70%. However, in the last 30 days, it has remained the same. No changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma reported. Substance abuse, none, and compliance history. Patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 124 over 85, pulse is 74, pulse oxygen 100, and the recipe can be the same from previous visit of 12-13-2022, dictation number 0109-016. The plan is to provide following medication: naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, flexural 10 milligram 3 times a day for muscle relaxation, trazodone 75 milligram at night for sleep, tramadol 100 milligram every 12 hours, 160 for pain relief. Physical therapy can continue 2 times per week. Patient has been advised that we need PT evaluation and recertification to continue the treatment. And patient has been advised about infrared therapy, laser treatments also, as well as surgical aspect. He is released to a light duty 7 hours, 7 days, 7 pounds. And patient will be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.